we're talking to Nas. If you want to follow him on Twitter, he's simply at Nas.
Oh, thank you for coming on the show, man. Real talk.
Big fan, dog.
And then we got you up early, too, man.
Yeah, I just got off a plane.
Right.
Dog. So I came to see you, man. Came to see the people.
Dog, thank you so much for coming, man. We really appreciate this, man. An album is getting ready to...
That Life is Good joint. A lot of people waiting for that, man. We're going to take people back with a classic, and then we're going to play probably what I feel has like been one of the most important records that has been released in the last, like, 5 or 6 years. That Daughters joint you got?
Yes, sir.
Man.
Appreciate it, man.
Let's go back to 96 real quick.
Yes.
Nas is sitting right here in the studio, y'all. Nas is in the building.
What up? What up?
Dog. And what up, somebody man? Just tweeted, hey, man, Nas is on, man. And said, Nas is a real deep brother.
And then one of the most, you know, you're almost like an enigma in hip hop, man. Like, you know, like when people see Nas, it's almost the equivalent of seeing like the human version of the Halley's Comet. You know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of play the low a lot.
Yeah.
People don't really get a chance to get in your head much.
Yeah, yeah, man. I mean, it's love, man. It's super love, man. So I've always been this way.
Like, even as a kid, like, what kind of kid were you? Like, you know, were you into toys? Were you a wake up every morning and watch cartoons kind of dude?
Saturday morning cartoons, definitely.
Who's your fave?
Yeah, what you like?
I mean, on a weekday joint, I do, you know, G.I. Joe and He-Man. Who else? Thundercats.
Lionel right. was that dude. I always wanted to smash Chitara.
You yeah, eat cereal yeah. while you watch the cartoons?
Definitely.
What kind of cereal you like?
I go back to Frankenberry.
What?
Oh, yeah, they had Frankenberry and Blueberry.
Of
yeah.
course.
And they had yeah, the blue one.
The blue one.
Blueberry.
Yeah. That was crazy. That was good.
We had that Wick cereal, Kaboom. Like, you know, if your mom got, you know, I was on Section A.
That's for real?
Yeah.
Wow. Kaboom.
Now, you were asking about what he was like as a child. I'm trying to figure out, what are you like as a dad?
Wow. Man. You know, I try my best. I try my best. I always
will
ask
your,
my
daughter.
She's 17. And I will ask her, am I a cool dad?
Uh-huh.
She was like, Dad, you cool. You cool, Dad. You good.
Does she have like a curfew? Do you have rules for boyfriends? Can she have a boyfriend?
You know, no boyfriends.
What? She's 17.
I'm trying to be more lenient.
And no, just let the dude come over on Sunday, have Sunday dinner and sofa sit. Like, hey, here's the restroom. You stay in this area right here,
yeah,
2 or 3
yeah.
hours, and then he got the dip. He got the bounce.
Yeah. You know, I'm not trying to be a prison guard, but, you know, he got to go.
Right.
He got to go at a certain time. And, you know, my daughter grew up with her mom mostly. You know what I mean? It was like, you know, me being in this business, I haven't been there as much as I wanted to. So, you know, I've always tried to just make her know, like, I got you.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Would you ever trade any of this, you know, for the opportunity to spend more time with your children?
Definitely. They come first.
Yeah.
I mean, I thank God for the blessings of music and everything on all the places it took me around the world. But, you know, family first and the kids. Once you have kids, people don't realize they are now your real responsibility. You finished.
Yeah.
It's about their time now.
Right. And it's hard to balance because you got to go out here and make a living.
Right.
And I can feel you laying up in the hotel and just feeling the guilt. You know, your kids yeah. texting you like, hey, when you coming home and stuff, and you be feeling like bad and stuff, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And then you got fathers that want to be in the kids' lives, but the moms that make it hard for them.
Oh, yeah.
And people don't think about what those dads go through, you know, with all the deadbeat dads that ain't around. There's a lot of good fathers that want to be around, but then they have issues with the baby moms.
Right.
And then, you know, so but you know what it is.
But what happens is, man, there's so many deadbeat dads. So when a good father go into a family court to try to get rights to your child, that it's almost like the judge is conditioned that all men are bad, and you have to really just fight just to
prove
have
yourself
a,
even more.
Yeah, just to prove yourself even more. Mm. So
I don't understand that.
Yeah, man. But I will say this: want all the dads out there to be encouraged because the laws are changing, and there are websites and there are men support groups, dad support groups, and judges are giving custody to men just as much as they are women nowadays.
We need to know more about that, especially in the hood.
Yeah.
Because a lot of good hood dudes that want to do a lot for their kids, and the baby moms is crazy.
Nas, a lot of go ahead, Craig.
And you've gotten hit for some of the largest amounts of money I have ever seen somebody get hit for like child support. Like, what does this kid eat? Diamonds?
Crazy.
Yeah, you just but let me say this, man. I understand. Be encouraged and continue to fight. And your child have to know that you're fighting for him, man. Because I've been in and out of those family courts a lot or whatever. Wow. You just have to fight and take a stand. And off there, I have a real conversation with you about it, man. Because I end up getting custody of mine, you know. Because you're not gonna put me on visitation and dictate when I can see my child, you know. Because it's not just your child. You feel me, bro?
That's real.
It's real talk, that's man. Real. You know, and especially men that have daughters, and you wonder why some of these young girls grow up start dating men almost their dad's age because they're looking for love and a man that they looking for their dad for real.
Right.
So I definitely understand that, but you got to be there, and men just really have to stick together, man. But man, God bless you on that one, man. I can give you some helpful advice, man. Yes, sir. We got
it.
No, hey, no, yeah,
help
dog.
Me, bro. Help
bro, give you some encouragement. I'll tell you exactly what to do, dog.
Let's go.
All right, we got Nas in the studio.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, my goodness, Nas. My name is Nikki. Like, I've been listening to you for like 10 years. I love your music. I love your style. You're awesome. It's awesome to talk to you. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, Nikki. Thank you for that. Where you from?
I'm from ACL.
That's what's up. Come hang out with me one day.
Look, Nas, don't tell me nothing like that. I'll be driving right now. Where you at?
I'm talking about like a party or something. I throw some parties out here, yeah.
You got something else coming by?
Yeah, July 17th.
July 17th? All right, that's what's up. It's dope talking to you, Nas. You stay up.
Appreciate you.
Now, Nas, you do realize you're like the people's champion, right? No matter what goes on, you know how many people out there like legitimately have your back?
Yo, salute. Respect. Appreciate it, man. I mean, it's been a long time coming, man. So, you know, it's a blessing to be here, man. It's just a blessing, man.
So, is this your demeanor all the time? Because it's always so cool and laid back.
Right.
It's like you got to hook some jumper cables up to you to make you get excited. Like, what makes you get excited?
Patron.
Like in the movie Belly, like sometimes like in the movie Belly, people was talking about like, yo, Nas was just so laid back in that movie, and it's like, no, I know Nas, and if he got shot, that is exactly how he would react to getting shot.
So dog, when you don't have anything to do, what's one of your favorite hobbies? Mine is going fishing. I sit out there and just go fishing. Golf.
Yo, that's my dream. I want to do more fishing, but I don't get to do it much.
You got the right one.
You never went to Rockaway and like, you know, and hit the beach to go fishing there?
Nah, Rockaway, you just watch your back. Out there, back in the days.
Dog, but we got to do this fishing thing. Real talk.
I've been fishing a few times, so that's real nice right there. And I like to stay home, man.
Right, watch
I'm
TV.
I'm home, man. Yeah, I watch some TV or whatever. Listen to music, because you know when I'm on the go, it's so much on the go.
Right.
When I finally get to sit at home.
Right.
I'm in heaven. Like, I don't want to go nowhere.
You like,
curl up on the couch with
kick
a blanket.
Them feet up.
Straight, that's reality. That's
get you
really,
a box of Crunch and Munch and some Mountain Dews.
It's a kaboom.
It's a kaboom.
Got a few people in the line. I want to holler at you. Shamika, what up?
What's going on, everybody? Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey. You're on with Nas. Go ahead, baby.
Hey, Nas, I want you to know I'm your biggest fan in Baltimore, Maryland. I'm the biggest fan of all times, okay?
Oh, man, love you.
I have two questions to ask you.
What's up?
One, the first question is, are you dating?
Yeah.
You are?
For sure.
Well, my second question.
You got the hell on off that one.
I mean, I'm single, though, homie. I'm single.
Yeah, he's dating. Yeah, that's a good thing.
I'm just active.
He might get dating. Yeah.
No, it's not a good thing because he hasn't met me.
No, we're trying to help you out. He is dating people.
He's
taking
dating people.
Oh,
he's not like exclusively dating.
No.
You might be able to get that lap dap.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Hair crack. Hold on, love.
All right, we got Mike on the line from Philly. Mike, what up?
Yo, what's up, man? I'm just wanting to holler at Nas one time.
Go ahead, dog.
What up, Mike?
Yo, man. It's a real honor and pleasure to talk to you right now. I'm from North Philly, Strawberry Mansion area, and we get it in down here like that for years for you and been getting it in.
Please,
but I'm going to tell you, since the music changed, a lot of people don't be running a lot of Nas no more, but I'm going to tell you something. When I go DJ in this bar tonight, I'm going to make sure I get you out there, and I'm going to talk about your album that's coming out. And that's Mad
that's
Love,
love dog.
The record that you got that you did about your daughters, man.
I appreciate that, brother, for real.
Fantastic segue. Let's go ahead and pop that off right here. This joint caused a lot of controversy on Twitter because there's so many people that can relate.
I'm happy about that. Because the record is about reality, about my reality, but we all go through the same things, man.
And music is supposed to spark dialogue.
I feel that way, and that's just what I do. I feel like it's important for me because I'm not out a lot, because I don't put out a lot of albums, because I'm not always out. When I do put something out, it's like I got to fill up the lapse, the time that mm-hmm. I've been away. I got to tell you kind of like what's been going on.
Right.
So that's what this record is about.
Let's pop it off. New Nas, Daughters, Life is Good, July
17th.
Let's get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. For my brothers with daughters, I call this. For my brothers with daughters, I call this. For my brothers.
Nas is still in the building, y'all. Yeah.
I'm here, man.
Yes.
With great people.
Hey, man, this you good great. People, man. Yes, sir. That's what we do, man. Come on up in here and have a good time. Make you feel right at home.
Yes, sir.
Life is Good, dropping July 17th. This joint we're playing in the background, The Don. Yeah. Very heavy tune. Now, there's a line you had on there that said, Heavy D gave Salam this beat for me to rap to.
Yeah.
So Heavy D actually helped co-produce this joint?
Yeah, man. I had this track for a minute. And when Heavy D passed, rest in peace to the legend Heavy D, when he passed, my boy Salam called me and he said, yo, guess who gave me that beat that you're using? And I knew he was going to say Hev after that because Hev just passed.
Right.
But I said, who? He's like, Hev. Blew me away, man. So I had to go in there and put that part in there for him.
So you and Hev were real tight?
Me and Hev, I've known Hev since I first got into the music business, and he never called me by my name. He always called me Prophet. And it bugged me out because he's like this legend and I'm this kid. And he said, I'm not going to call you Nas, I'm going to call you Prophet. And that held true till he left us, man. So, I mean, he had a lot of love for me. I have a lot of love for him forever, man.
That's amazing stuff. Yeah. Now, you have clashed with some of the biggest names in the game. Everybody knows about the thing with you and Jay-Z. You came out victorious in that. But, like, it's the Secret Wars that I think intrigues people. Like, you know, I was watching you behind the music. I didn't know the thing with you and Tupac got as intense as it did. You know, until after watching that, I mean, it got to the point where, like, you know, like your man Jungle, your brother Jungle, was like about to shoot Tupac.
I mean, we was all going to shoot each other. You know, it's sad to say, but that's how messed up the game be when you just coming out of the streets and you feeling like, you know, you can't take somebody's talking to you a certain way or, you know, things misconstrued. And that's what happened. Pac was hearing that I was talking about him because it was some East Coast, West Coast and all that crazy stuff back in the days. So we actually, it wasn't, it got heated for a second, but we squashed it immediately. You know what I'm saying? And we squashed it and talked about kind of like ending the East Coast, West Coast war.
Right.
In Vegas, we were supposed to meet up. Yeah, so that VH1 thing, man, it's the response from that has been tremendous. It's one of the highest rated shows. I was really nervous about doing the show. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy I did it. I'm happy we lit it all out, said what we had to say, give people some inside scoop. Yeah, rest in peace Tupac too.
And the last one, you know, as somebody who you guys were seemingly brothers, the thing with Big, and you talked about it on the last Real Ninja Alive on the Godson album.
Yeah, yeah.
What sparked the tension between you and Big?
You know, the same old thing, you know, just being two dudes coming up in the early 90s and New York, and some people going for Big, some people going for me. And, you know, it was the first time I'm seeing rap dudes in New York going platinum. And since the Run DMC, Eric B, and Rakim days, so it was like a new influx of artists that were coming out of New York representing. So people was like putting us against each other, you know. That's all it was.
Were y'all able to squash it before he passed?
We never had nothing crazy like that.
It was kind of like just the darts in there.
Little bit, yeah, little bit. Rest in peace to B.I.G., man. All my brothers, man. I miss them.
Well, wow. We've loved having you in the studio today, Nas. And
love being here.
One of the things that I guess people can always learn from are people's mistakes. And yes. I think that even through, I mean, and you seem to be a pretty private person, but you've triumphed even from, you know, a family life that was a little tumultuous, even you admitting that you wish you could be there more as a father. What one regret do you have if you could go back and change?
I've always been a kind of family guy. I've been like the dude that wants to have the family so I can get out of the, get, leave the streets and come home to that. Mm-hmm. So I just, I can't get right with that yet.
Do you
I
got
to talk to my
again?
Man RS over here about getting right.
Oh, Ricky Smiley?
Yeah, because he got a lot of insight behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And but yeah, I've always wanted that.
Do you think you'll get married again? Do you think? Because sometimes people are burned by certain things. They're like, I'm just going to tread lightly on this side.
I would like to, you know, right now.
I feel that from you,
too. No time soon, but you never know what happens.
That's Is it harder work than you thought it was going to be?
In the beginning, it was easy breezy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like anything else. You know,
because you'll
mean?
Probably just meet somebody happenstance. You never know, at a radio station or something. You just talk. No, because I'm not rushing into nothing.
Putting a bit in.
No,
what's
I'm
up?
Saying.
I'm saying what's up.
She done went on.
She
done
went on. And she could cook. So.
Oh, yeah, I can cook.
Oh, you got me then.
She could order food. She went in.
During the commercial break, she went and put on some eyelashes.
No.
What did you
do? You know I got to do something after work, boy.
I need some food.
I got food.
And peace of mind.
Okay,
they,
I got
they
that.
Flag it. They
hey, Ebony, tell them what kind of snacks you keep in your cabin.
Oh, we got to go. Hollywood saying we got to go.
Real quick.
Crunch and Munch. I've been having barbecue potato chips, salt, and I got them Totino pieces. I got high C fruit punch. I got orangeade.
Get to the fried wings.
I got lemon
fried
pepper.
Fried catfish.
What you know about that? Catfish.
Yeah.
Spaghetti with chicken. Jerk chicken.
We you got good. All that in your talk. Freezer?
Huh? Don't worry about it. It will arrive on time for him to eat it.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.